Cody Healy.
616 at 100.7 WHUD with Mike and Casey in the morning. What's it like to host your own TV show? Well, it's a lot of work, as we found out when we talked to Ashley Banfield of HLN's Primetime Justice.
It's just an immense amount of reading. It's an immense amount of taking in facts, highlighting talking points, conversing and coming up with other talking points. And then most of the time, a lot of that interviewing just has to come from the top of your head because you just don't have time to research at all.
Well, you don't get much sympathy from the morning show, guys.
Ever. That's the thing. It drives me crazy. In the news business, there's always someone who has it so much worse, so you don't get sympathy at all.
So, Ashley, what's your take on fellow news anchor Brian Williams and all he's gone through in the last little bit?
What I find the most surprising about the Brian controversy is how huge it is and how visceral some of the critics have been about his infraction, about the punishment, about his on-air interview with Matt Lauer. They have dissected it at such a molecular level, I keep wondering, did anyone die? You know, and part of me sort of chuckles at how introspective everyone's become about it. And then the other part of me realizes how important the craft is and how critical being straight and honest is. And so, look, I wish the best for him. He's a hard worker. He's a smart man. I think he could maybe have been a little less anchorman in the interview with Matt Lauer and a little bit more contrite Brian. But who am I? I'm not walking in his shoes. I don't know what he's going through, what his torture has been. He's seen his entire world fall in front of him, and that's pretty devastating. So, I hope the best for him. I know a lot of people at my old network, MSNBC, adore him, and they will welcome him with open arms, despite what other headlines have said. They are not ruining the day that he shows up, not by a stretch. But I think he'll do very well, and I think he's a good enough journalist to earn people's trust and respect back, and he'll have a good career. Oh, Mike and Casey, thank you so much. It's great to talk to you guys.
Oh, yeah, always one of my favorites, Ashley Banfield. She's been around for a while, came down from Canada, became a naturalized U.S. citizen, and just recently had surgery on her eyes, so she ditched the glasses that she was known for. Check her out on HLN.